It's Carl Sandburg's birthday today. He was born on a corn husk-filled mattress in 1878 in the prairie town of Galesburg, Illinois, to Swedish immigrant parents. "I don't know who my ancestors were," he once joked, "but we've been descending for a long time." Beginning in junior high, our English teachers would put on old, scratchy records of his poems, and we would hear his plaintive voice call to us.
"The people, yes, the people. Until the people are taken care of one way or another, until the people are solved somehow for the day and hour, until then one hears, yes, but the people, what about the people? Sometimes as though the people..."
We were enthralled by his incantations, though we knew little about how his democratic thoughts had been sharpened by years of hard manual labor. He left school after the eighth grade and helped support his family, delivering milk and newspapers, shoe shining, harvesting, house painting. When he was 18, he told his sister Mary, "I'm going to be a writer, and if I can't be a writer, I'll be a hobo." So he rode the rails off and on for a few years, working at this and that, picking up songs along the way, which, years later, he turned into his two volumes of the American Song Bag. He managed to go through most of college and then landed in Milwaukee, where he worked as an organizer for the Wisconsin Social Democratic Party, and where, most importantly, he met Lillian Steichen, the sister of the famous photographer, in 1908. They married and moved to Chicago, where Sandburg had a career as a journalist while his first volumes of poems began to appear. The Sandburgs had three daughters, Helga, Janet, and Margaret, for whom Sandburg wrote his incomparable rutabaga stories about the village of Cream Puffs, Blixie Bimber, Slipfoot, Peter Potato Blossom Wishes, and Shush Shush, the big buff banty hen who laid an egg in the postmaster's hat. And these stories are just as fresh today as they were in 1922 when they were published, spilling out into the world like the children of Hot Cookie Pan and Splinters. Sandburg went on to become one of America's most famous performing poets, a Pulitzer Prize-winning biographer of Abraham Lincoln, and one of those wonderful voices from our progressive past that still manage to be heard over the clatter of our present, whispering to us.